Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood
and beyond.
It's Dana Stern.
Dana Stern brought to you by Ace Restoration Services. Have a delayed insurance claim? Let them manage your damage. Ace2Restore.com. Here's Dana with the dirt.
Well, there is an internal investigation into the Ellen DeGeneres Show.
Not good.
Yeah, Variety says that Warner Brothers Television, they've hired a third party to interview people who are currently working on the show, as well as former employees. BuzzFeed have this story that they ran with some former employees who've alleged that it's a toxic work environment behind the scenes on the show. And
I just don't see it. Ellen just seems so sweet,
you know?
And you think that it's just like a big playground there, you know? I don't know what goes on behind the scenes, but that's what I want to believe.
I know. And it was the same thing with Rosie. It's like, oh, the Queen of Nice.
Right.
And then, maybe not so nice. Yeah.
I hope they hurry up and figure this one out.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the cool thing is whatever has happened has happened. So all you can do as a company is try to fix it.
Right.
True.
And so if this helps them to try to fix it, then that's a good thing for the people who work there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's every parent's dream that their kids get along. Just try to get along. My sister and I always did, but not quite as good as Shawn Mendes and his little sister. He just adores her, and he got her name, Aaliyah, inked in cursive along his collarbone. In case you think that he's a big fan of the singer Aaliyah.
Right,
yeah,
now.
No, this
it's
is for
little sister.
His sister.
Yeah. I love that.
Is she going to do it back to show her love for her brother? Come
she,
on.
She would have to.
How old is his sister?
Nine.
No, she looks like a teenager. Johnny Depp handed out handwritten thank you notes and bandanas similar to the one that he's been wearing to court every day to some of the fans who came out to support him outside the courthouse during his libel suit against a British tabloid.
You get a bandana and you get a bandana.
He just had all of these big brown envelopes that had like these handwritten notes just saying thank you for your support and a cool bandana inside.
It's kind of weird.
It's cool,
I guess, but it is weird.
I don't think it would be top of mind for me at all.
No, you're in court right now trying to save face and win a case.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, you're at home putting together parting gifts for all your fans outside.
I guess you have to do something with your time so you're not obsessing over it. Maybe people have been especially kind to him.
Yeah, I guess that could be as he's going in and out and cheering him on and rooting for him.
Right, so. You're probably hungry by the time court breaks. Somebody's got a cupcake or cookie outside. You're like, right on.
Yeah.
Anyway, the trial is scheduled to end today.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll hopefully have a verdict maybe tomorrow in Dana Stern. We'll see.
And now, the Morning Mix presents
Kids Smarts.
Let's meet our kid today.
My name is Caleb, and I am 7 years old. I'm in second grade, and I live in Deltona. I like to build Legos, play baseball, and watch Pokemon.
We have got Stacy and Davenport playing Kid Smarts with us this morning. Stacy, I asked our 7-year-old Caleb, what is the name of Han Solo's ship in Star Wars? Does he have any clue what the answer to that is?
Yes.
What's the answer, buddy?
So.
Millennium Falcon.
That is right. Nice job.
Yes.
Hammerheads and great whites are both types of what?
Absolutely knows that.
Caleb?
That's easy. It's sharp.
Yes, it is. All right. What's Batman's real name?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
Caleb, what's the answer, bud?
Bruce Wayne. I love superheroes.
Smart little kid. Hey, for you, you just got a family four-pack of tickets to Crayola Experience Orlando. Thanks for playing Kid Smarts with us.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
Time for Dave's Daily Dilemma. He's got a little problem on his hands. Let's see if we can help him out.
Hey, guys, I got a dilemma for you. So I've got a good friend. Been friends with him for a long time. He's almost like family to us. But recently he asked to borrow some money. And it's not a lot of money, but it's enough that I would feel it. I want to loan it to him, but he's the kind of guy that doesn't return things real fast. You got to ask him like 5 times to give him that pressure washer that you loaned to him a while back. Anyway, I want to loan it to him, but I'm kind of worried I'm not going to get it back. So if I loan it to him, I may lose it, right? But if I make him, you know, sign a piece of paper saying he owes it to me, well, then I look kind of like I don't trust him. And if I don't get it to him, well, he knows I got it, so I kind of look like a jerk. So I'm kind of in a no-win situation. What do you think I should do?
Move.
That's horrible.
I mean,
Jay.
Seriously, he said it's enough to feel it. So that tells me that's like a 5,000. I don't know how much, you know, but that's a.
So you mean I can borrow about 4K and you won't feel it?
That'd be fine then.
Good to know.
But it is true. If it's somebody that's bad about giving stuff back, or, you know, you ask them to sign an agreement or something to pay you back, then it does look like you don't trust a person that's so close to you. They're almost family. And if you say no, now you're a jerk.
You're not a jerk for not loaning money.
You don't think?
No. You should only, and this isn't my thing, it's just the thing, you should only loan money that you have to give. So that if it doesn't come back to you, you're not scrambling or hurt, or you should only loan, and it doesn't sound like he has it to give.
Right.
Right.
Hmm. Either that or add an interest rate. That's what I would do.
I could make a little bit of money off him, too.
He doesn't think he's going to get it back. I mean, that doesn't mean getting it back plus interest. Don't do it. I mean, you don't have it.
Red flag right off the bat. I mean, especially if he's calling us.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you figure out how much you can,
right?
You know, loan him, and it's a smaller percentage, you know.
Yeah.
I
can't give you 5, but would 2 help right now and get you out of a bind? Yeah, maybe that would work.
Or this is it. This is what I have.
This is where our friendship draws a line in the sand.
Yeah.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Today's Daily Dilemma. He's got a friend that wants to borrow some money, but he's afraid he's never going to see it again. Micah, you got some advice for him? What do you think?
I agree with what Dana said. If you're not willing to give it, then you probably shouldn't loan it because you can't guarantee anybody's going to pay you back. I don't loan money anymore. I haven't loaned money for more than 10 years, and I just give gifts. I really do. I mean, even when people are like, oh, can I borrow $5? I'm like, no, you can have $5.
Right.
I am that petty. Over $5, I will never talk to you again. Hey, you know what? But if you need some, you let me know and I got you. You don't have to borrow anything.
So did you get burned 10 years ago? Is that why you haven't lent any more money?
It was a little bit more than 10 years ago. I sold a car to a friend that needed a car. And he paid out of the, it was not even expensive car. It was like $3,000. And he paid me like $700 and then just stopped paying me.
Oh.
And I even took him, and he was a good friend. And I took him to court and everything. He came to court crying, telling the mediator, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm going to pay him back. And he never paid. And then like 6-7 years later, I ran into him. He disappeared out of the county.
In your car.
But I have a huge circle of friends, and they're all pretty big people. And when I ran into him, we were all there, and he was trembling. And I went over to him and I told him, "Look, man, don't be afraid. Don't worry about it. Just know that I never want to see you again."
And then he drove away in your car.
Yes, he did.
Every time he had blown the car up.
Oh, wow. No. He's like, no, you can have
he
it back.
He blew the engine up, so I couldn't even take the car back.
Man.
So, yeah, that after that, I don't loan anything. If my brother needs money, I give him money. Yeah. If my mom needs money, I give them money. If a friend needs money for lunch, I give it to him. Do not plan on ever paying me back because I won't ask for it.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Micah. Hey, thanks for calling, man. Have a great morning, bud.
Thank you, too.
Bye.
Love you guys.
Mix 105.1.
All right, if you're one of the people that do this, I apologize because there's a good chance I'm going to offend you right now, but I'll see if you can change my mind on this. People that watch movies and subtitles are wannabe artsy There's no point in it. It's annoying. Why even bother?
If it's foreign.
You just do it so you can say that you do it because I watch movies and subtitles. Chantel.
I watch TV with subtitles too. Is that bad?
Yeah, it's so weird.
I would have no desire to do that unless it's in a foreign language. And then what are you going to do?
Well, then you don't have a choice. I understand that. So yes. I choose to.
But that sounds like the artsier kind of thing.
Right.
That you're thumbing your nose
you
at.
You don't miss a thing, okay? So I can hear everything perfectly Mm-mm. fine, but I want to read it as well. And your eyes adjust. You get used to reading and still seeing
Why
the
bother?
Whole screen.
Right. It's
you don't
it's
miss
extra
anything.
Work.
Yes,
Sometimes
you do.
The TV's quiet.
It's like
so
reading along with
it.
A book on tape, you know? But I Googled and apparently the top 8 movies in subtitles that Americans love watching with subtitles.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump, Fight Club, Dead Poets Society, like people actually enjoy this so much that there's a top 10.
Well, the sound was so off for some of the Game of Thrones episodes mm-hmm. that I do know quite a few people who would watch with subtitles on. It's like, because I can't hear it. I'm like, check your settings. You have it on a movie setting or
because right.
you've got like 7 different settings that you can do for sound. Bring the vocals out front and center. Try that. But no, I have zero desire to watch
anything
that isn't nope. foreign language. And then sometimes if I've seen a movie 1,000 times, which I do with my favorites, then I'll try to watch it without subtitles. Like, maybe now I'll understand. Like, no.
No, not going to do it.
Yeah.
It does it. It's so great.
All right. It seems like extra work to me, especially if you're just watching, like, The Office with subtitles.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Changed my mind. You watch movies or TV shows with subtitles, you're just trying to act like you're artsy because you're really not. I think it's annoying. John, do you agree with me or do you actually enjoy it like Chantel?
No.
Really?
I'm sorry. I had to go with her.
You watch stuff in subtitles just for fun?
Yeah. Hey, right, you know when I started doing it? When I was in high school. There's a movie called Schindler's List. You ever heard of that movie?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I saw that movie, enjoyed it, and it's like reading a book.
And so now you'll still watch TV shows and movies that are in English with subtitles just for fun? Just to read it, too?
Yes.
All right.
It's like reading a book.
Yeah,
I'm
but
glad
why
you
just
laugh
read the book?
At yourself.
He did, didn't he?
Yes.
All right, John. Thanks, man. Have a good morning.
You got it.
Anthony, you side with me, right? Subtitles make no sense.
No, none at all. Subtitles make perfect sense.
Like, so you would watch something like Seinfeld or Everybody Loves Raymond or whatever. You would watch it in subtitles just to read along with
everything.
It?
Everything, anything. Maybe it's because I'm a reader, but subtitles make everything better. And they've even been proven that they improve literacy. So,
or read a book. I love to read,
too.
I don't want anything else on the screen other than what was shot.
It feels like it's a distraction to me.
I mean, focus better.
Today's advice brought to you by... All right, Anthony, thank you.
Bye.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.